Hello again, this is The Roundup on CBC Radio, and it's time now for Monday Playbill. Today we have another episode of The Dudley Chronicles. The Reverend Kevin Drzkowski isn't the kind of minister to put himself above his congregation. He wants to fit in to his small rural parish in Dudley, Alberta. The problem is, he can't get any R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Today's episode of The Dudley Chronicles is called Scooter.
The tricky things about being in ministry is the problem of public persona. On the one hand, being, as you are, a representative of the church, you have a responsibility to be a more or less exemplary citizen, above reproach, as it were. And yet, on the other hand, you don't want to separate yourself from the rabble, the great unwashed. Doesn't matter how morally stunted and spiritually corrupt your congregation may be, it behooves you, as their clergy, to fit in. You gotta be regular folks. And I am. I've gone out of my way to fit in, and it's worked. I'm now a full-fledged, 100% regular Dudley folk. The only problem is that, as a result, I'm now being taken for granted. Familiarity breeds contempt, is what I'm feeling. A lack of respect. A kind of casual disdain. Perfect example, this week's service. It's a normal Sunday. The congregation gathers in the sanctuary. They're cheerful. They're upbeat. And very, very chatty. Good morning, everyone. Okay, let's get started. Shall we begin the proceedings? Everyone, if I could just have your attention. Shut up! Sorry. Thank you. Good morning. Nice to see you all. Now, before we embark on our opening hymn, I'd like to introduce our new organist. His name, believe it or not, is Scooter. Scooter Jones. Many of you know him. He's a local fellow, one of Verna's students. I'm delighted to tell you that Scooter will be filling in on a more or less permanent basis while Verna's out of town.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot. Right on.
Now, Scooter's got a lot of ideas, a lot of energy. And we're pleased to have him. Okay, Scooter. And now let us join together in a hymn of praise. That's Scooter.
Yes, Reverend?
What's that you're playing?
Oh, I decided to go with a different hymn. You don't mind, do you, Reverend?
Well...
This is kind of like my favorite hymn ever. Check out the drum machine.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure this one's in the hymn
book. That's okay, Reverend. Don't worry. I know all the words by heart. Here we go. Skip the laugh-and-angle. Everybody sing along. Turn cartwheels across the floor. Turn cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick. I was feeling kind of seasick.
Yeah,
but
Scooter.
The crowd called out for more.
Scooter.
But the crowd called out for
now,
more.
Scooter, listen.
The room was humming harder.
I'm not sure this is a good idea.
The room was humming harder. As the ceiling flew away. As the ceiling flew away.
I appreciate the enthusiasm.
When we called out for another drink. When we called out for another drink.
Scooter.
The waiter
really?
Brought a tray. The waiter brought a tray.
Scooter.
Everybody.
And so it was.
This is what I'm referring to. The disrespect. Somehow I managed to get through the rest of the service. Afterwards, I try to have a little talk with Scooter in my office. Have a seat.
Cool.
So, Scooter.
That was awesome. That totally rocked.
Well, that's one way to put it.
I always loved those old classical hymns, you know, from the 60s.
Here's the thing, Scooter. You can't do that again.
Really?
I appreciate the fact that you enjoy the music, but I'm afraid it's not suitable for church.
Reverend, you gotta relax, man.
I beg your pardon?
You gotta reach out, dude. You gotta connect to the people. You know what I'm saying? Oh, which reminds me, can I tell you something? You mind if I give you a pointer?
What?
When you're preaching, Sometimes you sound a little, like, arrogant. Oh, not in a bad way. I just think you might be putting some people off. Just maybe, like, one or two. You might want to think about that, okay, pal? You with me?
Pal?
Okay, buddy? Pal? Okay, dude? That's my pointer. I'm going to give you that one for free. You get that. I got to run. Just think about it. Okay, pal? Right on.
And deep breath. And answer the phone. Dudley Church.
Reverend?
Verna. Perfect timing.
So? How did Scooter do?
Funny you should ask.
Was he super? I bet he was super.
Here's my first question, Verna, and believe me, I have several. What the hell kind of name is Scooter?
He wasn't super.
What on earth were you thinking?
He's young, Reverend. You gotta cut him some slack.
I don't think I do.
He was probably nervous. Next week he'll be fine. Now, listen up, Reverend. I need your help.
How's Edmonton?
Oh, it's good. It's very good.
Good?
It really is very good. It's super. Anyway, I need a Bible quote, Reverend. Something on courtesy.
Courtesy.
You know, politeness, civility, how to be nice to people.
Thank you, Verna. I'm familiar with the word.
Take your time, Reverend. I'll call you tomorrow. Is everything else okay? How's Harold?
Harold's fine.
He's not going squirrely without me? You gotta keep him occupied, Reverend. He won't know what to do with himself.
I'll keep an eye on him.
Thanks, Reverend. You know what you are?
Super.
Totally super.
I head over to the Dudley Cafe. I'm looking for a little peace and quiet, but the joint is hopping. Scooter is at the back holding court with a bunch of local boys. I sit up at the counter.
You want coffee, Reverend?
Sure, thank you.
What you reading there?
What does it look like?
It looks like the Bible.
It is, in point of fact, the Bible. Did I say something funny?
You're such a geek, Reverend. I mean, look at you with your geeky Bible. It cracks me right up.
You know what, Sheila? I'm not sure that sort of talk is appropriate. I mean, I'm a minister, after all.
Yes, so?
So don't you think I deserve a little, you know, respect?
Well, listen to Mr. Fancy Pants here.
Sheila?
Jeez, Reverend, who died made you the emperor of the freaking planet. Hey, Scooter, keep her down over there. You're disturbing the Reverend.
Sheila?
He's trying to read his Bible.
Yeah, tell me something, Sheila. Have you ever read it?
The Bible? Yeah, right.
Well, you should read it.
I don't want to read it.
Well, you wouldn't believe what's in here. Violence, murder, sex.
Really?
All kinds of kinky sex.
Well, let me see that. What page?
Reverend, there you are. Good.
Oh, hi, Harold. Harold, nice to see you. How's it going?
I'm sorry, Reverend. I don't have time for pleasantries.
Okay.
I've been doing some thinking, and we need to talk.
About Verna?
No, about mulch.
Mulch?
Yeah, pine mulch, cedar mulch, various kinds of mulch.
What about it?
I think we need some, Reverend, at the church. In fact, we could use some more topsoil while we're at it. Maybe a little peat moss, a little sheep manure. Mix it all up together and work it in.
Okay.
Work it into the beds.
Okay.
You tell him, Harold.
All I need, Reverend, is your approval.
You see, Sheila, this is what I'm talking about. Harold recognizes that I have a position of some import in this community. He understands the inherent dignity of the clergy and is prepared to treat me with the appropriate reverence that my position demands.
No. I don't care about any of that. I just need the money. And I'm not going to get it without your support, Reverend, which frankly cheeses me off. Why should you have all the power? Who made you the big fat boss?
Exactly.
You guys, I'm the minister.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Are you with me or not, Reverend?
Yes, I'm with you.
All right, then. Bring on the mulch.
Hey, what are you laughing at?
You're such a geek.
That's it. I've had enough. I march to the back of the cafe where Scooter and his friends are sitting.
Shh! Here he comes.
Scooter, can I have a word with you outside?
Yeah, I'm kind of busy here, Reverend.
It's important.
Talk to me while I eat.
It's about your job as organist.
What about it?
Well, Scooter, from now on, I'd like you to play hymns from the official Red Hymn Book and only the official Red Hymn Book. And if you pull another stunt like you did this morning, you're fired. You understand me? Fired. For a moment, Scooter says nothing. just looks at me. And then...
I can't stand it!
I make a run for the door.
Where are you going, Reverend? Hey, Reverend, do you mind if I keep this Bible?
I retreat to the mats to lick my psychic wounds. I find another Bible and run a tub. And I spend the afternoon there searching for a verse on courtesy. When Michelle gets home, that's exactly where she finds me.
Kevin?
I'm upstairs! I'm glad to see her. I'm in need of a little moral support.
There you are.
Hi, how's work?
Dull. It's so dull I can't stand it. I spent all afternoon trying to spice up my story on hog futures. What are you reading?
Listen to this. And the Lord shall strike all the people with a plague. Their flesh shall rot while they are still on their feet. Their eyes shall rot in their sockets. And their tongues shall rot in their mouths. Nice, huh?
Oh, my God, you're reading the Bible.
Does that surprise you?
No, it's an odd picture.
What are you talking about?
I've never seen you do that before.
Michelle.
I know.
I'm a minister.
I know.
Of course I read the Bible.
Of course you do. No, I I don't associate you with
the Bible?
Well, can we change the subject?
How could you not?
I'm just saying you're not one of those Bible-type ministers.
Oh, my God.
You're one of those, you know, other-type ministers.
I don't believe this. You've joined the forces of derision and disrespect.
The what?
All day, people have been unbelievably rude to me. They've been laughing at me and ignoring me when I talk. Nobody seems to get that I am the Reverend. I deserve to be honored and you know, esteemed. You see? This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Are you kidding me?
Sheila called me a geek.
That's because you are a geek, Kevin.
I am not.
You're a total geek.
Shut up.
You shut up.
I'm not talking to you.
I take it back. You're not a geek, okay? I'm sorry. Okay, I take it back.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
Maybe you could do a profile of me in the paper with a dignified picture, and it would be all about, you know, how dignified I am.
How can I put this? No.
Why not?
A, I don't have room. B, it's a puff piece, and I don't do puff pieces, especially of my husband. And C, this week's paper is already boring enough.
Boring? I am not boring.
Are you kidding? A profile of you would put everyone to sleep.
That's it.
It was a joke.
I am never talking to you ever again.
Kevin.
These are the last words I will ever, ever speak to you.
Promise?
Boy, oh boy, will you be sorry.
Kevin, you're still talking.
Now here we go, starting right now.
Oh. Kevin.
Oh, Kevin.
All right. I'll think about it. But I'm not making any promises.
That night, long after we're in bed and fast asleep, the phone rings. Oh. I got it. Hello?
Sorry to wake you, Reverend.
Who is it?
Constable Bob.
I think you'd better come down to the church.
Why? What's happening?
It's Harold. He's acting a little strange.
I struggle into some clothes and go over to the church. Constable Bob's cruiser is in the parking lot.
Over here, Reverend.
Harold has set up several floodlights to work by, and he's dug up all the gardens and all the lawns. All of it. The church is now completely surrounded by dirt.
Hi, Bob.
Reverend.
What's he doing?
Beats me.
Harold, what are you doing?
Haven't got time for small talk, Reverend.
I thought you were just going to mulch.
Well, you know how it goes. One thing leads to another.
So I see.
Figured I better re-landscape the whole shebang.
But, Harold, it's 2 a.m.
So?
So, do you think you should maybe take a break?
Oh, don't worry about me, Reverend. I'll work when I want to work. And my schedule's none of your damn business.
Okay.
What do you think, Reverend? Is he having some kind of breakdown?
No, I think he's just being Harold.
The two of us stand there for a moment, me and Bob, watching Harold work.
Hey, Bob, can I ask you something?
Sure.
People respect you. They acknowledge your authority, your standing in the community.
Yeah, most of the time.
How does that work? What do you do that engenders such respect? I mean, there's the uniform, of course, but it's got to be more than that.
It's the voice.
Really?
It's all in the voice, Reverend. You talk to people in the right voice, they sit up straight and pay attention. Allow me to demonstrate. Voice number one. The ineffectual voice. Harold, you should take a break, don't you think?
He didn't even acknowledge you.
Now watch this. Voice number two. The commanding voice. Harold, take a break there, fella. You'll wear yourself out.
Okay, Bob.
Off you go now. Get some sleep.
Sure thing, Bob. You make an excellent point. I'll see you tomorrow.
Wow. That was impressive.
Take my word for it, Reverend. It's all in the voice.
Next morning, I'm still not speaking to Michelle, so I can't try out Bob's voice at breakfast. My first opportunity is later that morning at the church. It begins with a visit from Sheila.
Well, Reverend, I was up all night, read the whole damn thing cover to freaking cover.
The Bible?
Yep. And all I gotta say is this.
Okay, hang on, back up. You read the entire Bible in one night?
Yeah.
Both Testaments, Old and New?
Hey, I'm a speed reader.
Since when?
Since none of your business, Reverend. Okay, the point
no,
is...
No, the point, Sheila, the point, if I may interject, is that you're lying through your teeth.
I am not!
You can't read the Bible in one night. It's impossible.
Okay, shut up. I skimmed.
You did not.
Look, the point is it's a stupid book. There may be sex, but it's stupid sex. Everyone's lying with each other or having knowledge of each other. Why the heck can't they just say what they mean and get on with it? So you know what I'm doing. Rewriting it.
Of course you are.
Just a little polish here and there. See, look, whenever they talk about having knowledge, I crossed it out and I wrote in the real word.
Oh, my God. Sheila...
No, wait. It gets better. Then... I decided what this thing really needs is a whole new chapter. Something in plain English that people can understand. Check it out.
The Gospel According to Sheila.
I'm almost done the first draft.
I don't believe this.
What's that?
Oh, great. Perfect. Here we go.
Is that Scooter?
Would you excuse me for a moment, Sheila?
Oh, no. Hey, hang on. I'm right behind you. I wouldn't miss this for anything.
I know she's attractive.
Right.
Any starlet would back her.
Scooter, turn that down.
Hey, Reverend A. Sheila.
Hey, Scooter, that sounds great.
Thanks.
No, it doesn't sound great. Scooter, stop playing.
Scooter.
But he doesn't. He totally ignores me. For a moment, I'm at a total loss. I can feel my face turning red and my blood pressure beginning to rise. I swear I have steam coming out of my ears. And then, I remember.
Down in
the voice.
Scooter, stop that noise. I command you to stop. Listen up, Buster. When I tell you to play only the red hymn book hymns, I mean it. And when I threaten to fire you, Scooter, I mean that too. You're fired. Pack up your things and get your sorry ass the hell out of my church.
For a moment, nothing. Both of them stare at me. They look shocked. To be honest, I'm a little surprised myself.
Oh, you know what? That may have been a little harsh.
Can I take that back? But it's too late. Scooter's eyes are welling up with tears.
Well, geez, Reverend. You don't have to be such a jerk about it.
Yeah, that was really mean, Reverend.
I said I'd take it back.
You can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah.
You jerk.
Yeah, he quit. You jerk.
Scooter, wait.
Don't come near me.
Stay back. Come on, Scooter. Let's go get a milkshake.
Wait, you guys, hang on. Scooter, I take it back. Okay, you're not fired. Scooter. Perfect. Just perfect. I stand in the empty sanctuary. I'm having one of those moments. Those, who am I kidding, moments. Those, what's the point of anything moments. Those, nobody will ever love me or accept me or understand me ever again because I'm a total geek, pariah, outcast, loser moments. In other words,
I feel bad. I decide to get some air, clear my head. I head outside, where I find Harold churning up the soil with some kind of machine.
How you doing, Harold?
No time to chat, Reverend. Gotta keep busy.
I know. That's okay. You keep working. I'll just sit here for a while. By myself. In the dirt.
What's up, Reverend?
Nothing's up. Everything's fine.
You don't want to talk about it?
Harold, I wouldn't dream of taking up your time.
Okie doke, then.
Okay, all right, I'll talk about it.
I'm having kind of a bad day. In fact, it's more than just a bad day. It's a bad week. Truth is, Harold, I'm thinking I should resign. Whatever stature I had in Dudley, it's gone. I've become ineffectual, obsolete, useless even.
You know what I think you should do?
What?
Stop being such a jackass.
Here we go.
You're acting like some kind of moody adolescent, Reverend. Feeling all sorry for yourself and hard done by. In case you haven't noticed, life ain't easy. It's full of suffering and heartbreak and loneliness. And the sooner you recognize that, the better. You want my advice? Pipe down, buck up, and get back to work.
Okay, thanks, Harold. That's very succinct.
And so, I take my sorry self once again to the Dudley Cafe. And when I finally get there, I'm greeted by a large sign on the door to the cafe, handmade, scrawled on a piece of paper with a big, fat felt marker.
No clergy allowed. What the heck?
Before I can reach for the handle, the door to the cafe opens. Sheila and Scooter stand in the doorway, blocking my way.
What's the matter, Reverend? Can't you read?
Yeah, Reverend. Didn't you see the sign?
The sign.
Okay, look, this is way...
Go away, Reverend.
Yeah, Reverend. Get lost, you jerk.
Yeah, you jerk. Oh.
I can't decide whether to burst into tears or start throwing punches before I can do either. Constable Bob drives up.
Constable Bob, thank God. Can you do something about this?
Reverend, I'm afraid you're going to have to come with me.
Bob, what are you... Let go of me!
Reverend Kevin Derskowski, you are under arrest for assault causing bodily harm.
What?
I'm going to have to cuff you, Reverend.
Oh, my God!
You have the right to retain and instruct counsel without delay. If you do not or cannot afford a lawyer, one will be provided.
Uh-huh.
You need not say anything, but anything you do say may be given in evidence. You do understand everything I have told you. Sorry about this, Reverend. Nothing personal.
I don't understand.
It was Scooter. Claims you manhandled him.
What?
And he's got Sheila as an eyewitness.
Manhandled? That's ridiculous. You don't believe that, do you?
Not my job to have opinions, Reverend.
Oh, come on. I didn't manhandle him. All I did was use your voice a little, and he freaked out. I mean, sure, okay, I admit that I fired him, but just for a second. I took it right back.
I'll tell you what your mistake was. You shouldn't have used the voice in an unsupervised setting.
No kidding.
It's a dangerous weapon, Reverend. It takes years and years of training.
Kevin?
Oh, thank God. Michelle, where have you been?
Hello, honey. Well, look at you.
This isn't funny. Would you please just get me out of here?
Hello, Bob. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, Michelle. Real good.
You're looking sharp.
Oh, thanks a bunch.
Would you two stop it?
Hey, Bob, you mind if I...
Oh, be my guest.
What's that? Hey! Oh, put that camera away. Michelle!
I take it you're speaking to me again?
What are you doing?
I thought about it, Kevin, and you're right. I should do an article on you. In fact, I have a hunch with these pictures, it'll probably make the front page.
She was right. It did make the front page. In Dudley and surrounding area, my name is currently, and will likely continue to be for several years, a punchline. In a way, it's kind of freeing. Now that my public reputation is completely destroyed, I can quit worrying about it. Concentrate on the thing I should have been concerned with from the start. Being the best damn minister I can possibly be. Scooter, he's agreed to drop the charges in return for several important concessions and demands.
Good morning. I'd like to begin by offering each and every one of you an apology. I haven't been myself lately, and you deserve better. I'm going to take Harold's advice. Pipe down, buck up, and get back to work. You're a wise man, Harold, and a good friend. Oh, and by the way, the new lawn and gardens, they look absolutely spectacular.
Thanks, Reverend.
And now, a scripture reading. I recently got a call from Verna up in Edmonton. She was wondering if I knew a verse on courtesy. And I think when I call her back, I'm going to give her this one. It's from the little known but highly recommended Gospel According to Sheila.
Yeah!
Listen up. This ain't rocket science. What you gotta do is be nice to each other. It's that simple, people. Be nice to each other. Just be freaking nice. And now, if you'll turn to number 12 in your special new purple paisley hymn books, let us join together in a hymn of praise. Ready, Scooter? Hit it. Nice and loud, everybody. Come on now. Let's really get this place rocking.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
Everybody now.
If I would.
Deadly Chronicles are created and written by Greg Nelson. In the cast, Richard Side plays Reverend Kevin Drishkowski, Jillian Fargy plays Michelle, Lee Taylor is Harold, and Bridget O'Sullivan is Verna. Sheila is played by Tabitha St. Germain, with Kurt Maxbrente as Constable Bob. The role of Scooter was performed by the singer and actor Wayne LaValle, and special thanks to the crew of Sounds Like Canada for joining in the choir. Original music was composed and performed by Brian Tate. The script consultant is Dave Carley. The recording engineer, Chris Cutress. The associate producer, Dagmar Kafunka-Nunn. The producer and director is Kathleen Flaherty. The executive producer is Damiano Pietropaolo. Bill Richardson is back with you, and you're going to hear the conversation he had with Russell Banks. Russell Banks, the author of The Sweet Hereafter. He has a new book out. So you'll hear that conversation tomorrow on The Roundup. My name is Andrea Hunter. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned for your local afternoon show, and have a great rest of your afternoon and evening.